Hi there. The word for you today is pray about it. In James 5 verse 13 we read, is anyone among you afflicted, ill-treated, suffering evil? He should pray. You know, it's amazing how long we put up with things before we decide to do the one thing that makes sense in the first place. Pray about it. The hymn writer said, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. We complain to our friends. We wonder why God doesn't do something. We wrestle with the situation in our minds, and yet we fail to take advantage of the simplest solution there is. Prayer. Charles Spurgeon, the great preacher, once said, the desire to commune with God is intensified by the failure of all other sources of consolation. We're all guilty of treating prayer as a last-ditch effort. Whenever you say things like, nothing else is working, so maybe I should pray about it. When you say that, do you realize what that says about you? That you really don't understand or believe in the power of prayer as you should? You're carrying burdens you don't need to carry, and life is harder than it has to be because you don't realize how powerful prayer is. It's God's entry point into your life. He comes by invitation. Through prayer, you invite him into the situation. If you realized that you'd pray about everything, not as a last resort, but as a first response. The Bible says, is anyone among you afflicted, ill-treated, suffering evil? He should pray. That means when you've a problem, pray. When somebody hurts you, pray. When you're sick, pray. When you feel like giving up, pray. When someone you love is suffering, pray. When you're discouraged, pray. When you don't know what to do, pray. Jesus said in Mark 11 and verse 24, whatever things you ask for when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. So, the word for you today is pray about it.